More than 450 students in Hillsborough County have received dental screenings and fillings at no cost to their parents. The new program helps students in 8 schools with high poverty levels. It targeted 100 more kids at Bryan Elementary School in Plant City today. Randy Valdez, a dentist and director of Suncoast Community Health Centers, said the program is for second graders.
Because that's when they're at their prime optimum exposure to decay, so we want to cover those first molars that erupt at the age of 6, 7, or 8 years of age and protect them.
Suncoast Community Health Centers partnered with the Hillsborough County Health Department to offer services to children. The CDC estimates that as many as 51 million school hours are lost each year as a result of poor dental care. Valdez is putting sealants on teeth, mostly molars, that are the most prone to decay and cavities.
First of all, due to the breakdown of decay, with the decay exposure, inability to eat, pain, infection, missing school, there are so many other implications that could be involved socially as well as just in their home life and, you know, inability to concentrate and study.
Dental disease is more common in children than asthma.
It is the number one childhood disease, and it's 100% preventable.
That's Kim Harrimans, the dental health consultant for the Hillsborough County Health Department. She said the sealant fills crevices in teeth that can collect bacteria and cause problems for kids. She added the preventative treatment lasts up to 10 years.
And it really kind of gets them through their cavity-prone years where they get a little bit better brushing habits, maybe establish better eating habits when they're a little older.
The program targeted students in Title I schools. That means that at least 75% of students at those schools qualify for free or reduced lunch. According to Assistant Principal Jared Hanlein, Bryan Elementary is at 94%.
Many of our families are strawberry pickers, and so they're working from sunup to sundown, and, you know, many of them, I drive by and I see them in the fields, and they're working hard for their families, earning the wage that they can earn, and knowing that by being here, they're affording their children a better opportunity. And when they send their children to us, they're entrusting that we're going to give our everything to these kids and every opportunity that we can so that they can have a successful future.
Hanline said dental care is usually far from parents' list of priorities.
They possibly have roofs that have leaks all over them. The floors of some of their homes are rotted away, and so they can only use certain part of their homes. There's no heating, there's no air conditioning. Many times the electricity or water's been turned off. So something like dental care is a luxury that they truly can't afford because they're on survival mode. They're looking to feed their family, and they're looking to provide basic needs.
And because the majority of students at Bryan Elementary are the children of migrant workers, they may not have access to help because of their immigration status. But Hanline said that's not something the school looks at.
There's paperwork that needs to be filled out, such as proof of address. But as far as looking at all that other stuff, what we're concerned about is the child and getting them in school so that they can get an education and get the different outreach things that we can provide to them.
Many of those students don't have any health care coverage. Others receive government-assisted health care called Medicaid. Even with help, though, dental care still comes with a cost in many cases because of copays and procedures that may not be covered. Hillsborough County Health Department's Harrimans said insurance is billed if it's available, but the dental program covers any remaining costs.
We do have a grant from Title V, it's maternal and child health, that pays for any non-funded children.
A couple of months ago, workers with the dental program started the sealant program at Bryan Elementary by teaching students about what's going to be done to their teeth and why it's important. Harriman said that teaching process led to more than 80% of parents consenting to treatment for their children.
Now, it works twofold, which we didn't understand until we started this process, is the kids understand what a sealant is by the time they finish the activity book, but they take it home and mom and dad understand the importance of a sealant.
Bryan Elementary was the last school this year to benefit from the program. Harriman said the county hopes to continue next year with another 8 schools. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in Plant City.